Every other year, several thousand people travel to the state capital for Celebration, a four-day event meant to renew appreciation for the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures of Southeast Alaska. This year, in addition to Celebration's core goal to engage Native youth, organizers are going to promote a convergence of multiple generations and cultures. KTOO's Quentin Chandler has more.
Celebration is rooted in a desire to pass on an appreciation for Southeast Alaska Native culture to future generations. Rosita Worrell is president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute.
My name is Yedeklidzab and Kahani, and I'm an eagle from the Thunderbird clan.
She says Celebration started with a group of elders who didn't want their culture to be forgotten by their children.
They were so wise in knowing that our children were learning our culture in a very different way, not in a traditional clan house around the fire, but they were learning it in schools. I mean, that's where most learning was taking place.
Worrell says the elders' desire to adapt led to the start of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and the Institute, alongside community elders, held Juneau's very first celebration in 1982. The event is a party, but Worrell says it also teaches important lessons. For example,
songs are owned by clans. And so we're teaching about our Tlingit property law. We had a legal system that was very well developed, and songs are like property. We own intellectual property. So even though you might be seeing just singing and dancing, there's a lot more that's going on that's being taught.
Worrell says crests, like the designs on blankets, are also owned by the clans. She says the crests, songs, and stories are passing on Native history. This year, Celebration organizers are redoubling their efforts to give that history to Native youth. There will be an art exhibit made specifically for young people, and Worrell says Celebration goers will see traditional Native clothes integrated into modern fashion.
We don't want our youth to think that our culture is a static culture, that it doesn't change.
Worrell is also excited for what she calls a promotion of cross-cultural diversity. The Juneau Symphony will perform for the event, and Worrell recently found herself asking,
how many Tlingits do you know that like Irish music? And someone said, I do.
An Irish group from Australia is scheduled to play throughout Celebration. Worrell says sharing the event with everyone is an especially important part of the experience.
I want our people to not only see the diversity within Alaska, but also within the world.
Worrell also hopes to share Celebration with all sectors of the Juneau community and Southeast Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.
Celebration starts today and will run through Saturday.